Blog Talk Radio.
Your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati with the top reasons to visit Ghana. History, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all. But the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me and Advantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coasts, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, non-stop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane. Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. I'm Javon Harley. The website is travelingculturati.com. Make sure you check it out and join the travel club. And if there's any topic, travel question, or culture you'd like for me to explore, email me at javon@travelingculturati.com. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for the Culture Report. And today, we're heading to Guatemala with the Secretary of Tourism, Alison Batre.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi. It's my pleasure. And welcome to a little piece of Guatemala for 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, you've shown me so many exciting things already, and I just have to share them. Let's talk about the location of Guatemala.
Definitely. We are at the south of the United States, just by Mexico. And for our south, we have El Salvador and Honduras. We are the first country in Central America. We have more than 265 weekly flights. A lot of United States direct.
What is the topography of Guatemala?
Well, our landscape is very rich, as I might say. We have a jungle. We have more than 100 microclimates within 2 or 3 hours. We have 23 cities, and every city is different. Every city has its own language, its own culture, its own gastronomy, and also its own living culture, colors, and traditions. So we're a very rich cultural country.
So when you talk about the different cultures, give me an example of how one city would vary from the other.
Yes, we can start with the colonial city, that's Antigua Guatemala, that's Humanity Heritage by UNESCO. Antigua Guatemala is a colonial city done more than 2,000 years. We also have a jungle, just flying 35 minutes from the city. You can go to the jungle and be in the heart of the Mayan world. We are the largest country with pyramids. You know, in Nacho, this month, you can see this program from Morgan Freeman talking about El Mirador and Tikal, saying that for him, it's the first of the 8 wonders of the world because it's such a great culture and history about the Mayans in the world. You know, we created the first calendar in the world 2,000 years ago. You know, it's something amazing. And just by going through any city in the jungle or in Petén, that's the other area in the country, you can learn so much about the country and the Mayan culture in Guatemala. Also, you can go to the Caribbean. In the Caribbean, Izabal or Rio Dulce, you can be and meet with the Garifuna. They have a great gastronomy culture named El Tapado, and it's about shrimps and a lot of seafood that is great to have in Guatemala.
Now, you talked about the Mayan culture, and I always think of the Mayan culture as being an ancient culture, but is there a current Mayan culture? Has that carried throughout the years, the centuries?
Definitely, yes, it has. Actually, we have Mayan weddings, Mayan events, Mayan social and cultural events through all the country.
So what does it mean to be Mayan?
Well, actually, you know, for us, it makes us very proud of that culture, of that heritage of the world, of their culture, of their language, of all their customs, you know, that they have. But it's a very, very specific and mathematics-based culture. And, you know, they believe in a lot of God. You know, that's one of the reasons that we are in this part of the creation of God. Because they believe in so many gods, the god of the sun, the moon, the earth, the fire, the sea. And we have so much to learn. Still, 2,000 years after, from the Mayan culture. It's just great. Our archaeology is great. And the tourist that comes to Guatemala, that goes to the Mayan world, it doesn't matter if it's one of the fifth cities of archaeology that we have, Huaxactún, Yaxchá, Tikal, El Mirador. They just are amazed, you know, about this great secret that we have in Guatemala. But definitely, you have to come, you have to see it, and you have to eat our gastronomy. You have to live the living culture of the Mayan that still lives there and see the people that live there that represent what they believe in, the color of their clothing and in the language that they talk. So it's very great.
So what will be the colors of the clothing, and what do the colors represent?
It depends on each city. We have 23 cultures. But the colors, I mean, the red with the woman, the yellow with the man, the orange with the kids. In every city, it has different meanings. But you might know that in Sololá, that is one of our most living culture city in Guatemala, you can go even within small towns that has different colors and different clothing. And you might know which one is from which one. So it is very great. They do their clothing. You know, they just don't go in there and buy it. But they do it themselves.
Yeah, I tell you, every time I've ever been to an event or a cultural experience with Guatemala, it is very, very colorful. Very,
yeah.
Very bright.
We love colors.
Yeah.
They represent a lot of things for us. Our respect of the earth, respect of women, respect for a lot of gods that they had before in the Mayan heritage.
Let's talk food.
Oh, yeah. Our food, our rum, our beer, everything is great in Guatemala. Well, we can talk about our rum. Zacapa rum is one of the greatest and most reliable brands in the world of rum. It's made in Quetzaltenango, one of our cities in the country. And, you know, it's incredible that a lot of people in Europe, in South America, knows Guatemala because of rum.
Yeah.
And we're so proud of the brand. Also, our beer has more than 125 years in Central America. It's called Cerveza Gallo by Cerveceria Centroamericana. It's a great company that has been working for the name of Guatemala internationally through this product. Also, well, gastronomy, we have great gastronomy in Guatemala. All our food is not spicy, but it's kind of a very handmade thing. We have international chefs from Guatemala that have been around the world, having a lot of an experience in international restaurants. Then when they go back to Guatemala, they put a new restaurant and they make a fusion of international food with local food, with local products, you know, like the cocoa. It's from Guatemala, cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of food with rum. We have a lot of...
Is there a national dish?
Well, we have a lot. I must say that we don't have a specific one, but el tapado, like the seafood, it's like a soup. It's very, very traditional. Also the caquique, las hilachas, los chuchitos, tamales. We have so many things.
I guess it depends on the region and where
where
you are, whether it's going to be land-based food or if it's going to be seafood.
Yes, it is. So we have a lot of a portfolio of dishes that you can have in Guatemala that are very, very good.
What's the sweet that I had while I was here? It had a creamy filling and powdered sugar and, of course, a nice flaky
it's
dough.
It's called a rellenito. We can do it with a different way. But the rellenito, it's banana based. And we can do it with black beans or, as you try it, with milk and sugar cane combination to do like a sweet tasting of the putting the banana, and it's called el rellenito.
Yeah, it was very delicious.
Yes, thank you.
But it wasn't overly sweet.
No,
it was
it's
just enough sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of books on recipes to do it a different way and in different countries, because in not all the countries you can get the black beans. Or, caramel tasting. So, yeah, we have a lot of options to do the rellenitos. But I'm glad you liked it.
I did. And it went very well with the very strong rum you gave me.
Oh, rum, yes.
And it was a very smooth, a very nice aged rum.
Yeah.
So
it's a 23.
It didn't taste like something that you would mix with other things.
Oh, no, please don't. Just taste it like that. Straight. And yes, we even have special cups for it. It's one of our most award international rums in the world.
But there's one thing I want to talk about, because I'm definitely going to take it with me and I'm going to use it. And it's this little pouch of dolls that I was given. So you'll have to tell me about the dolls and what I'm supposed to do with them.
Well, it's just a Guatemalan legend. You know, it's this very, very small dolls that we call the story walls. So you get a pouch with seven inside, because if you tell them at night you're worried and you put it under your pillow tonight, tomorrow your worry will go. You know that Guatemalan legend, it has been in Guatemala for so many years, and you know it's one of our traditions, and a lot of us, we still believe in it.
I'm going to take my worry dolls with me and put them under my pillow so that all of my worries will be gone.
Hopefully, yes, yes. You have to believe. We are a country of legends, of traditions, and definitely in culture.
Well, that's it for the show today, but I'll be back next week. And remember, wherever you go, go with all your heart. Confucius. To find out more about the Traveling Culturati, visit the website at travelingculturati.com. Follow and share with me on social media and join the Travel Club. Special thanks to studio producer Brittany Riddle, video producer Howard Little, executive producer Jean Harley, and to you, thanks for tuning in. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices.
You've been listening to the Traveling Culturati with travel pro Javon Harley. Tune in next week at the same time on HUR Voices.